This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest today and every day. America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to live in this great United States of America. Very, very proud to be able to say what we want. And very, very proud to have you good people say whatever you want. And as always, we are extremely proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side, and I hope you are welcome to listen to Bob Romanek, the rottenest, no-goodest, craziest son of a bitch on the radio today. As most of you people know, the FCC is trying to take these licenses away. Entertainment Media Trust has 4 licenses. They say I own the stations, and I don't. But it's hard to fight the federal government because they spend our money fighting us with our money. And you good people know that. Whether you like me, don't know me, you know what's going on. But they're trying to take the stations away. And if they take them away, they won't be back. There's 50, 60, I guess 70 stations in the St. Louis market. And if they take the 4 stations away from Entertainment Media Trust, which I have no control over, but they probably do it anyway, as they always get away with it, those will be off the air forever. They'll never be brought back. And someone said, well, why can they take 4 away? They could take 24 away and still have enough stations in the St. Louis market. That's what people have been bitching about year after year. There's so many stations in the St. Louis market, and I think it's number 21 in the United States. And there's probably 300 radio markets in the United States. But they can take and do whatever they want, whenever they want. But that's what they're going to end up doing. They're going to take the stations away. They'll be off the air. And there'll still be plenty of stations to fill in whatever needs to be filled in. You know, you hear religious talk all day long. You hear Hispanic talk. You hear Asian talk. You hear American talk. You hear sport. You hear a little bit of everything. And actually, I think that sometimes you hear too much. Someone will say, well, Romanek, you know, you're talking bad even about the station you're on or the other stations affiliated with Entertainment Media Trust. And I says, yeah, you're right. You're right. There probably are too many radio stations. You can sit there and say no. You can sit there and defend yourself. But if you don't deserve being defended, if you're wrong, you're wrong. You can say whatever you want, anytime you want. But you have to worry about what's best for the majority of people. And nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to worry about what's best for the majority of people. They want to worry about what's best for them. And it happens time after time after time. And when it does, it just pisses people off. It pisses me off. You know, there's times that I go crazy. Sometimes maybe I shouldn't be on the air. I was sick there for a while, for a week or two. But now I'm back to normal. And there's times where maybe I shouldn't say things that I say, but I say them because, see, that's my opinion. And we are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. And I can say whatever the hell I want, and I expect everybody else to say whatever the hell they want, within reason, of course. So we've got some callers before I go crazy. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. If they take you off, I don't know what a lot of people are going to do. Getting the truth out there. Poor white people, a lot of them don't have computers. And you're like a light in a darkened world, you know. You're out here telling it like it is, telling what you believe. You know, the government. Who was it when the founding fathers said, when you have a government fair in its people, you have democracy. But when you have people fair in its government, you have tyranny, a dictatorship, a police state. And that's the way it is. They go around saying cracker, honky. But you can't use the N-word. You can't say nigger. Oh, my God, no. Run for the hills. You know, this Kim Gardner, I'm mad at the cop. If I was a cop, I would have wrote her a ticket. He gave her a break. He didn't even give her a ticket for her life being out. If I was his superior, I'd chew him out. And she on national news saying she's a rat. That's the way it is with these black. I'm not black. She's niggers. I'm important. You ain't supposed to even stop me. She's a high bourgeois nigger. She's important. I would have wrote her a ticket and told her to get her ugly looking alien ass on down the road. But Bob, I don't know what to do. I'm just a poor retired white guy out here. We listen to you. It makes the day go by. Seeing the depressing news in the city. And what really angers me is these white kids walk around with their pants down trying to act black. I don't want, don't you have any history, ancestry, respect for yourself and your ancestors? You got a copy of somebody else who is always in, you know, you go out to Utah. You don't even see no black people, but their prisons are 80% black.
Yeah.
But they claim it's racism. No, it's not racism. It's when you act uncivilized. You can't have civilized laws for uncivilized people. You know, and I'm just mad as hell. This government, like you said, it's not communism. I think it's already socialism here. When you have to bus your kid to another school telling you where your kid has to go to school. No, I live here, pay taxes here. I want my, that's communism to me, when they can shut you down because you can't speak your mind. We're headed for trouble in this country, Bob, and I hope, I don't know if you get knocked off the air, I'm going to have to find out, get a ways and listen to your sound, have a cup of coffee or whatever with you.
Well, listen, Jim, I sincerely appreciate that. They're not going to knock me off the air. They may knock me off these stations saying that I can't control the stations, which I don't. But, again, it's hard to fight the United States government because they use our money, our hardworking tax dollars, to fight us. And we have to use more of our money to fight them back. But, and it's not communism with me, Jim, and everybody else. It's realism. I'm a realist. I think the way I think because I've researched it, I've studied it, I know what's going on, and I think most of you proud white and proud black people out there understand the same. And what really makes me feel good, again, I've got people calling all throughout the country who had all the bad, 11 bad articles in the St. Louis Post Disgrace by Todd Robertson, that no good faggot little bastard bitch. They listen all throughout the country. They get on the internet and they listen. They call. They say they don't want to be on the air, but they agree with me wholeheartedly. And they're not agreeing with me. They're agreeing with the situation because I'm just one of millions of proud white and proud black people that'll sit there and fight for what I believe in. Now, I'll have some radio people say, Bob, you better slow it down because that puts the heat on the radio station. That puts heat on advertisers. I say, I don't give a damn who it puts heat on. I'm going to say what I say when I say it because I can. And I want everybody else to have their opinion. I don't want to stop people from talking. I don't want to stop people from being able to say that they disagree with me. That's what's great about this great country. We can always agree to disagree. We can shake hands and we can move forward. Nobody's perfect. This whole country doesn't think like everybody else. There's 330 some odd million people in this great United States of America. And I guarantee you, probably one half of one half of one half of 0.5% don't agree with everybody on everything. Now, Jim and I, we agree upon the nigger situation, the crackers, the honkies. We may not agree on a financial situation. We may not agree on a food situation, and we don't have to. We don't have to because I feel, and I think you good people feel, and I hope you feel, that you've got your rights just like Bob Romanek. Now, you can say, hey, that no good crazy son of a bitch, I don't agree with him, but I agree he has all the opportunity to give his opinion on the radio, to give his opinion out in the street, because they have their opinions to give on the radio if they want to call. They have their opinions to give on the street, but that's the problem. We all sit back. We all look, and I say it day in and day out, we all look at the national issues with Trump, the national issues with what's going on in our government, what's going on with the presidential election coming up, and it's day in and day out and day in and day out. And we don't need to talk about that. We understand what's going on. We can watch a little bit of it, but if you watch it on a Monday, it's the same crap the following Monday, and you good people know that. And I know you don't get tired of me saying it because I say it to remind everybody. If I don't remind everybody, people will forget and they'll move on. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriot. You can call toll free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. Occasionally I'll take your calls. A lot of times I'm too busy ranting and raving and giving my opinion. And you guys can sit back and think, hey, Romantic's giving his opinion. Mine's just as good as his, and your opinion is always just as good as Bob Romantic's. Now, again, we don't have to agree on everything, and I would hope we wouldn't. I would hope we'd have some intelligent conversation now. But when I get the niggers, and let me say it loud and clear, all the nigger stations listen to me, they all make complaints every day. But that's okay. I understand that, and they've got every right to do that. But they can say hunky, they can say cracker, they can say whatever they want against the white community day in and day out. And what happens? Not a damn thing. Because see, they're black. They can get away with it. They're downtrodden. The whites are trying to screw them. The whites may have screwed them in the 30s, the 20s, the 40s, 50s, maybe even into the 60s. But the last 50 plus years, I think the black community has come out very well. I think they have fought the fight, and I think the proud blacks have fought the fight for nothing more than equality. And I believe that. I believe everybody should be equal. Everybody should be equal, but at times they're not. And it just pisses me off that we let it go. It pisses me off that white people, and that's what really pisses me off, white people, keep their damn white mouth shut. Don't shut your mouth. You're proud. You're white. Be proud of how you feel. Be proud of how you think. Be proud of what you did in this great country, however many years you're alive, whether you die at 30 or you die at 130. Be proud of what you've done. Now, I'm sure we've done things that shouldn't have been done. I'm sure that if there is a God and he comes down and everybody that's done something wrong that hasn't been caught would end up in jail, everybody. There wouldn't be nobody that wouldn't be in jail for some length of time because none of us are perfect. Some of us screw up on our income tax. Some of us screw up on businesses. Some of us screw up on personal endeavors. But none of us, I say none of us are perfect, but we sit there and let it go saying, well, what's this no good son of a bitch done out here on the street? Not what have I done? But what has that no good son of a bitch done out there on the street? Let's go ahead, Mark. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I had a buddy of mine. He texted me this morning and told me about how much his real estate taxes were in Missouri. So I figured mine up. And, Bob, I live in about a $150,000 home.
Uh-huh.
I figured my real estate taxes are almost $12 a day to get to live in the once great state of Illinois. That means I'm supporting politicians that I don't believe in. That means that I'm supporting the school system that my children or my grandchildren will never attend. And it makes me angry every time I think about how much taxes that I have to pay. And last week you were talking about Alvin Parks owing $186,000.
Right.
So you're going to tell me that if I decide to run for an office, a public office, that I have to go somewhere and pay this crummy state some money for me to be able to try to change where I live and in the area that I live in by being a politician? Is that what we have to do?
You know, Mark, great question, and I give you a great answer. Yes, it is, and it's a shame. It's a shame that you have to, you're going to run for something? Well, it's going to cost you. Well, why should it cost us? It costs us, like you said, Mark, every day you pay $12 a day to help support your house, to help support your taxes on your house, your property taxes. Why should that have to be? You know why it is, Mark, and everybody else? Because we let it happen. We sit back and let it happen. And I know you're an honorable man, but you probably feel like most people. No sense of getting out there and talking about it to the general public because everybody's afraid. Everybody's afraid to contact these politicians. Everybody's afraid to call these politicians. Everybody's afraid, and when I say everybody, I don't mean everybody, but the vast majority are afraid to come out at different political meetings, different political settings, and give their opinion. Now, as you know, there'll always be a few, but the vast majority will stay home, Mark, and everybody else. And you know why? Because they'll say, well, listen, we'll just let it go. I can't do anything about it. I can't do anything about it. We'll just let it go, and we'll continue to pay our taxes. And that's bad enough. That's bad enough for all you good people all throughout this country that listen to me. But it just doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen in St. Louis. It happens all over this country. And most of us, more so white than black, and that's not a racial statement, that's a real statement. We'll sit back and we'll take it. We'll let it go. And then what happens the next time? We let it go again. And what happens the next time? We let it go again and again and again. When's it going to be stopped? It only stops when we all come together. It only stops when we come together as one and say, listen, it's not about race. It's not about the color of our skin. It's about what's right or wrong. And if we don't stand tall for what we all believe is right, black, white, men, women, Democrats, and Republicans, if we don't all come together when we need to come together, it'll never get better. They can keep us separated. They can talk about the whites screwing the blacks. And then in the white community, they can talk about the blacks screwing the whites. You people have been around a long time. Other than the millennials, and I don't know if I have many millennials listening to me, and I don't really give a damn, because they're the idiots, the 18 to 25 to 30-year-olds that are saying, well, I don't give a damn what the government does. As long as I get what little I want, as long as I get what little my family needs, I'll let them run the show. I'll become a socialist. Again, I don't think this country will ever become communist. I really don't. But I think that the next 20, 30 years we'll be flying on socialism. And it's amazing. It's amazing that it has to come to that. It's amazing that it has to come to that, that we're going to be socialists. I'm not going to be. I won't be around. A lot of you good people, hardworking people won't be around because we all have to pay our dues at the end of the day. And you know what the dues is at the end of the day? That's death. You're born, the first day you're born, you know what the next day is? It's the start of your death journey. It's the start of your death journey. The day you're born, you're born. You're alive. Every day after that, you get a little bit older. You get a little bit older, and you get a little bit older. So at the end of the day, at the end of the year, at the end of the century, you're dead. Nobody. I don't believe anybody, I know factually, nobody's ever made it out. Nobody's out ever made it out alive. There's young kids that die at 2 weeks old, 1 week old. Then there's people that live to be 110 years old. And you can live any time in between, and that's okay. That's what life is about. Life is about being born. Life is about going about your business, taking care of you and your family, being successful. Life is about enjoying your life until the time comes when death rears its ugly head. Now, when death rears its ugly head, we have to take it with a grain of salt. Years back, everybody got buried. There was all kind of confusion, all kind of disbelief in maybe God. Why would he take us so early? Why would he do this? Why would he do that? But that's just part of life. Death is part of life. And if you can't accept it, something's not right. If you borrow money from the bank, the obligation, I don't care if it's for a car, for a personal note, for a house, for anything. You borrow from the bank, you know you're going to have to pay it back. You can get pissed and say, hey, I got to pay 6, 7, 8% interest. But it can piss you off. It can piss you off all you want. You got to pay the piper. You got to pay the price. And people bitch and moan and groan about it. And that's the problem in this great country of ours. So many people sit back. So many people don't fight the fight. I've been fighting the fight since I come up in the Roosevelt homes at 14, 15 years old. And you just have to. You have to take the bull by the horns. Sometime you beat the bull, sometime the bull beats you. But you can't worry about it. You can't worry about it if you're a fighter and you lose a fight. You just have to be prepared for the next fight and be prepared for the next fight. And all you can do is as good as you can do. You can't do any better. I can't do any better. So we have to sit back and say, with these politicians, things are going to have to get better. They can't get any worse. They're going to have to get better. We're going to have to elect Donald Trump, even though, again, I don't think he's the best thing going, but he's the best we have going. So I would hope that Donald Trump would get another after this year, get another 4 years. That's 5 years. And I think he can help the economy. I think he'll do things that maybe aren't the best for the economy. And there'll be other people that'll disagree with me and say, oh, yeah, it is the best for the economy. And even though I won't agree with them, I agree that they have every right to their opinion. And I respect their opinion. I respect these niggers' opinion. I don't agree with most of them. I think they're wrong. But I respect that they have the right to say what they want, when they want, because of what they want. And it's amazing. But I still think in the St. Louis market, again, I may not be here, Kevin Slayton may not be here, but we're going to be somewhere on the air, and we're going to continue the fight, because that's all we can do. We're not going to sit there and kiss these politicians' asses on both sides of the river, and that's what you have to do. There's not a lot of public servants anymore that get elected to do for everybody. There's all these politicians who get elected and do for themselves, do for their few people, do for their party, but they don't do for the general constituency. They don't give a damn about what we're doing out here. Once they get elected, it's all about them. Now, before the election, it'll be about us. Before the election, you people are the boss. What you say goes. You know how much crap that is? What we say never goes, and everybody knows that. But we'll sit back. We won't talk about it at the restaurants, the bars. We won't talk about it. But we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll go wherever you good people want to go, because we are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. I'm going to talk a little bit about politics on the Missouri side, and also on the Illinois side. And that's what we have to do. We have to take these local issues and run with them. We can't run with federal issues because we have no control. We have no control. We're lucky to have control over the issues going on in St. Louis City and St. Louis County. We're lucky to have control about the issues going on in Illinois and St. Clair, Madison, Monroe, Macoupin County. It's the way it is. We have to take the bull by the horns. We have to take the local bull by the horns. We can't worry about a lot that's going on in Jefferson City for the political people in Missouri. We can't worry about a lot that's going on in Illinois and Springfield for the Illinois politicians, because they're not going to listen to us. They kissed our ass. They come to all the meetings. They did what they had to do when they wanted our vote. But you good people, think about it. Even the people that don't like me, that hate me, that don't call in, but most of you listen. I think you listen because you dislike me that much, and that's okay. You have every right to. But at the end of the day, we're all going to have to stand up. We're all going to have to take a stand. And we can't sit back and say our opinion, our version of the facts, what we believe in doesn't count, because it does count. It counts as much as any politician in Springfield, Illinois, any politician in Jefferson City, Missouri, any politician in Washington, D.C. But see, we let it die. We let it die and say, nah, we won't worry about this. We'll move on to something else. You can't move on to something else, because once you move on to something else, the situation that you were concerned with is going to die out. And once it dies out, it's hard to bring it back, because every day there's more situations. Reading the paper on the Illinois side, I believe it was yesterday. Here's what's going to happen when I-255 closes on February the 1st. That's front page, top fold in the Belleville News slime of crap. Now, there's other things that should be concerned with, but they don't want to concern you with those things. They want to let you know what they want to let you know. They want to be in control. They don't want you to be in control. They don't want you to say, hey, let's put that on the third page. Let's talk about some local criminal issues on the first and second page. Because these politicians do not give a damn. You people know that as well as I do. Again, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. We also want to talk about the Royal Banks of Missouri and the $21 million that they loaned to the Missionary Ventures LLC, which is the group that has the Hoff Brewhouse, the much failed Hoff Brewhouse in Belleville, Illinois. And we'll be back right after these messages. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud to sit here and give us our opinion. We all want our opinion heard. We all want our opinion understood. Don't have to agree with our opinion, but we all have an opinion that's as important as the next person's opinion. And never, never, never forget, we are, as always, proud, very, 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 very proud to be the Patriot.
Stand up for your right.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore. We've got the right to choose it.
Going to take it anymore. You hear it day in and day out. Some people say it, don't mean it. We say it and do mean it. And again, the listeners all throughout the country, we appreciate you guys sending letters, sending cards, emails, calling. We appreciate you. And I know some people will say, well, that no good damn Romanek and a no good damn Slayton, these bastards are nuts. And you know what? We probably are. We probably are nuts, but we're going to tell the truth today and every day. And again, if you don't like it, don't call, don't talk, don't listen. We don't give a damn. We've got another Tim. Go ahead, Tim. You're on the dark side.
Bob?
Yes.
I've been listening to your show for about 3 years now, and don't take it the wrong way, but sometimes you can come off as a big, loudmouth blowhard. Sorry.
Well, wait a minute. You know what, Tim? I appreciate that, and I'm sure that people have told you that you come off like a big mouth blowhard, too. So, you know, that's your opinion, and I appreciate that, and I understand that, and I'm sure you appreciate my opinion, but go right ahead.
Well, what I'm trying to say is you're always full of gloom and doom.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a little friendly advice. and you go on these rants, have a point. It makes it so much interesting for the listeners.
You know what, Tim? I always have a point. I have a point that these politicians are no good rotten bastards, and see, you must be one of them because you're talking about the good. Most of these politicians, there's no good because they fight each other, they fight us, and it's all negative. You don't see, do you hear anything positive on Fox? Do you hear anything positive on MSNBC? Do you hear anything positive on any of these TV stations, these cable stations? Do you ever, other than Hannity and a few of them, do you ever hear anything positive? Isn't it always nationwide? Isn't it always negative, Tim?
Well, what I'm trying to say is the personal attacks on certain politicians, particularly Barb Viviano. I don't personally care for the attacks you attack her.
Okay, and why is that?
Well, I mean, they're not factual. You just make up stuff.
No, that's not true, Tim. See, that's your opinion, and I appreciate your opinion. You have every right to say it's not true. I have every right, after I've researched it, to say it is true. So that's my truth against your truth, and probably somewhere in the middle, the real truth. Don't you agree?
Well, there is no truth when some of the things you say, though. I'm sorry.
Well, now, there's no truth. You tell me, Tim, you tell me there's no truth. That's your opinion of no truth. That's not everybody's opinion out there of no truth, because you don't know the people that contact me all over, and especially during election time, from the O'Fallon area, that whole area, that talk about Barb Viviano like the dog that I think she is and a lot of other people think she is. And that's our opinion, and you don't think we have a right to our opinion, Tim?
Right there you go. You're calling her a dog. She's not a dog.
Well, that's your opinion, Tim. That's your opinion. She's not a dog. That's my opinion. She's a dog. That's a lot of other people's opinion. She's a dog. But don't tell me that I can't say and I can't feel that she's not a dog, because I do, as many others do. You don't. Some of your people don't. And I respect what you say. I don't agree with it, but I respect what you say.
Well, I think you're a dog-faced big old stinker.
Okay, and I think your mama was a dog-faced big old stinker. But there again, thanks for the call. But see, people, see, you understand? Here's this ass white bastard like Tim. Whatever I say is not correct. Whatever I say is not correct in his eyes. That doesn't mean it's not correct in everybody else's eyes. And that's the problem we have. And again, Tim, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. They want to say, no, that's not true. Well, in their minds, in their political minds, it's not true. In my political mind, in a lot of other political minds, it's true. Barb Viviano is a piece of crap. She's hurt the Republican Party in the O'Fallon area year after year after year after year, and people know that. And they don't have to like me. I don't like her, and I think a lot of people out there that even talk to her don't like her, don't like what she does. You know, she tries to be the big player out there. She was boss person for a while, but she's a nobody in my opinion. And again, I say it time and time again, that's my opinion, that's other people's opinion, but it is what it is. Again, we all have the right to say what we want and do what we want, but at the end of the day, we have to fight it out. And the winner will win. The person that fight the hardest, they will win in the end, whether they're right or wrong. A lot of times, just because you're right doesn't make you a winner. And just because you're wrong doesn't make you a loser. I see over in St. Louis, Lyda Cruzan, what a piece of crap she is. Maybe a decent person. Don't know her personally. But now, Friday, she set $15 as a new minimum wage for city's lowest price paid civil service employees. $15 an hour minimum. Not the minimum wage, but $15 an hour. And she's pushing. Said some people will see a raise as much as $3 or $4 an hour, and other people as little as 25 cents. But she said the executive order will take effect in mid-February, and it'll cost the city, it'll cost the taxpayers of the once, I say the once great city of St. Louis, at least $2 million a year. But she's trying to keep people, decent people, on board. But I say at that, for a technical position, to get a $3, $4 an hour raise, to go from $11 an hour, $12 an hour, to $15 an hour, That's not saying much. That's not saying much for the people that got the raise. That's not saying they even deserve it. But there's a lot of people out there that are making $11 an hour. Now it's going to be $15 dollars an hour wage for 99 of her office lowest paying jobs. Now, I don't know if that's right or wrong. Me personally, I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right. I think you should get accordingly. Now, she's saying $15 an hour. Some people are pushing it. Other people aren't. Other people are saying, oh, no. They don't deserve that extra money, and that's why I think there's going to be a fight. The statewide minimum wage set by Missouri law is $9.45 an hour, up from $8.60 an hour from last year. But the federal minimum wage since 2009, that's over 10 years, is only and still only $7.25 an hour. Now, Crewson's going to fight it. Her people are going to fight it. But it's going to be a hell of a fight. It's going to be a hell of a fight when it's all over. And it says, if approved by the City Civil Service Commission and the Board of Aldermen, those pay raise hikes would go into effect over the next two fiscal years beginning next summer. And it said Crewson's office said the City Personnel Division is negotiating a pay package with the Police and Firefighters Union and expected to be announced in the not too distant future. See, we can all talk, we can all fight the fight, but you gotta have something in there to fight the fight. You'd have to have something in there for them to say it's worth the fight. Now, I personally don't think it's worth the fight. I think when it's all over, that $15 an hour is gonna come back to haunt them, because you're not gonna get any good employees, qualified, technical people, educated people for $15 an hour. You're just not going to do it. And that's just the way it is. So there'll be people that are somewhat unqualified that'll go from their $11 an hour to $15 an hour, and they'll be happy as hell. You'll get no more work out of them, but they'll be happy as hell to take the $15 an hour. And see, that's the problem. Everybody wants to read about it. People want to talk about it at the restaurants, the bars, but they don't want to come out and fight against it if they don't believe in it. And that's the problem with a lot of this political crap. People will say, well, we'll just let it go. Well, I ask you and everybody else, how long can we let it go before we have to stand up and say, hey, they wanted $15 an hour, now they want $20 an hour in 2 years. These people that are making $7, $8, $10 an hour, they'll want $30 an hour. When does it stop? And I know people will say that crazy romantic. There he goes off on a tangent again. There he goes off trying to take away from people. No, I don't want to take away anything from anybody that deserves what they deserve. But I don't want to see somebody worth $10 an hour make $40 an hour. And I don't want to see somebody that's worth $40 an hour making $15 an hour. That's just fair. I don't give a damn what color, black, white, green, yellow, purple. You have to fight through the fight. Some people just don't want to fight through the fight. They just let it go. That's been going on for the last 8, 10, 12, 15, 20, 30 years. You good people know it, and it's not going to get better. It's not going to get better until we sit back and say it's going to get better. And we have to open up our mouths. I don't give a damn, again, Democrat, Republican, man, woman, black, or white. We have to open up our mouths, and we have to give our opinion, and we have to hope that we sway other people to go the same way we're going. Now, if they don't, that's their right to make their own decision, but everybody should have all the choices. Everybody should understand what's going on before they make that decision. Shouldn't make that decision just on their own. Shouldn't make that decision just because they're a Democrat, Republican. Shouldn't make that position known after you've studied it, after you've researched it, after you've said, hey, I believe this is the best way to go, not just for me and my family, but for the country in general. And that's what it's going to take. We're going to have to get off this personal platform always. And that's what these politicians do. We're going to have to get off this personal platform and do what's best for everybody. Now, it's hard to get to that point, but once you get to that point, it becomes a little bit easier to say, hey, I'm losing a little bit on this, but I'm also gaining, my family's gaining, and at the end of the day, there's going to be more good come out of this than there's going to be bad. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting, as you hear today and every day. America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting, as you know, America's bi-state voice of freedom. To be the Patriot. As always, thanks for holding on for the last couple, 3 minutes. Callers, I apologize not for getting to you. Maybe we'll get to you all tomorrow. But again, I say what I want when I want, unlike other radio stations who put people on and kiss their ass and let them say what they want and don't contradict them. We don't do that here. We don't do that here. We're not going to do it here or any other stations that we end up on. We're going to tell the facts as we see them. We're going to research it. We're going to do the best we can do. But we always respect everybody's opinion. Most of the time don't agree, but always respect everybody's opinion. And I hope you guys do the same. As always, we've got the impeachment trial. You can hear it every night, the same crap every night. But at the end of the day, Trump's not going to be impeached. Trump's going to win the election in November. We're going to have four more decent years. And then we'll have to take it after that. But we're all going to have to come together at some point in time and take our differences, give a little bit, and take a little bit. That's what we're going to have to do. That's what we've done in the past. That's what we're going to have to do in the future. So as always, let's continue. Men, women, black, white, Democrats, and Republicans, let's continue to unite to expose all of these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks on both sides of the political aisle that are called politicians. Let's do what we have to do. And it's not fun and it's not easy, but we're going to have to expose them as we do today and every day, as you good people do today and every day out in the street. We have to expose them for what they are: hypocritical, no good, good for nothing son of a bitches. And as we do that, we're going to have to come together and have to expose these no-count, good-for-nothing, rotten, bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks, you hear me, that we call politicians. And after we expose them, we have to destroy them. We have to destroy them before they attempt to destroy us. As always, you hear me, never, 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 never any violence. I may go off the deep end sometime, but I'm not for hurting anybody. I'm for exposing people. I'm for subjecting people. And that's what we have to do with these ass white politicians. So let's continue to expose these no-count, good-for-nothing, rotten bastard, political, parasitical punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, you know what we have to do. Repeat after me. We have to destroy them before they destroy us. Never, never, never any violence. Have to destroy them politically, of course. right here on the Dark Side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean Negro. Nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.